Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. A legislative study committee recently approved a plan to restrict the growth of the UNC healthcare system and even require legislative approval of business transactions. The vote comes amid a public battle between Wake Med Hospital and UNC Healthcare. UNC Healthcare CEO Dr. Bill Roper joins us now to talk about it. Well, Dr. Roper, thank you very much for being with us on News and Views. I know you're busy and we appreciate your time.
Delighted to be with you. Thanks.
Well, let's just jump in and talk about what is happening at the General Assembly. Legislation approved by a House study committee recently appears to try to make some fundamental changes in the UNC healthcare system. I wanted to ask you about some specifics, but overall, what's your reaction to the committee's vote?
Well, it's a vote in the committee that we take seriously, but there's several further steps in the legislative process, as you and your listeners well understand. We are taking steps to explain to other members of the House and surely the Senate that this bill, if enacted, would cause serious harm to our ability to serve the state. We believe that the work that UNC Healthcare and the UNC School of Medicine do to serve the people of North Carolina is very important. I just would begin with asking the rhetorical question, what is the problem for which this bill is the solution?
I was struck by the depth of it. Not only did it address operational issues and governance, it actually restated the mission.
Yeah. The UNC healthcare system was created by the legislature in 1998 for very good reasons. It enabled us to do a number of things so that we could be financially solvent and viable. And over the ensuing now almost 14 years, we've done that and have returned, we think, very good value to the people in a variety of ways, including supporting the medical school and the various missions that we have. Again, my question is what is the problem that needs to be solved? I can understand why some folks that are not anxious to have a competitive healthcare system would want to slow us down in our ability to do what we do, but I'm not sure what the legislature's reason for getting involved is.
One of the things that really struck me was that the General Assembly would actually have to approve a lot of business decisions made by the UNC healthcare system, and I can't imagine running a business having to check with the General Assembly.
I can't either, and the feature that you've just described is one of the onerous provisions of this legislation. Again, we think what we do is of great value to the state, and the service that we render is important to all North Carolina citizens. If we're not able to compete just like others in healthcare in North Carolina, we will fall behind. And that's not just something that will give us a bad day, so to speak, but it will impair our ability to have the best and the brightest physicians and others in our organization. And it will impair our ability to financially subsidize the medical school, which last year we did to the tune of more than $100 million. There's a lot at stake here. It's not just a game. This is serious business.
For folks listening, I know that they have read a good bit about the offer by Wake Med to buy Rex Hospital in Raleigh from UNC Healthcare System. And without getting into all the specifics, for folks who aren't really following this day to day, what are we to make of that?
I think what is at play here is two health systems who are competing against each other in one of the most rapidly growing metropolitan areas in not just North Carolina, but in the country. And competition in healthcare is something that is real and growing. There's some aspects of it that people don't much like, but still, it, on the whole, we are better because others are pushing us to up our game, to be better at what we do. Unfortunately, in this instance, some of the folks we're competing against have asked the legislature to put shackles on us, and we, of course, think that would be a bad idea.
Part of this, the perception they're playing on, is that because UNC is part of the state of North Carolina, it has an unfair advantage in many ways. Is that true?
That is an assertion that has been made several times. We believe that what we do as a state entity is important. We serve the state in a whole variety of ways. I think when objectively and fairly considered, the things that we do well beyond others in service to the state more than makes up for whatever advantages we might get on the other side. So net-net, I don't think we are unfairly advantaged. In fact, we may have some disadvantages by virtue of our public status. But we're not trying to run from the fact that we are a state institution. We are a part of the university, which is one of the state's most precious assets. And we celebrate the fact that we are operated by and for the people of North Carolina.
And we're having this conversation as the News and Observer has put together a long series about hospitals and healthcare charges and indigent care and all the other issues. I know we don't have time to get into all those things, but I wondered right now, given the state of healthcare, what's your reaction sort of to the feeling that hospitals in general are having to charge folks too much and some of the other allegations that have been made?
Yeah. In America, we have a crazy quilt healthcare financing system where some people are charged a lot and others get free care, and the paying customers, so to speak, cross-subsidize the ones who aren't able to pay. It's not a system that is very pretty to look at, but it is the system that's in place. I've long been believing and working towards reforming healthcare and healthcare finance in America. We very much need to do a major overhaul. But until we do, we, as one mid-sized healthcare system in our state, need to be able to make money, if I can use that expression, make money on our paying customers, because last year we gave away $320 million in uncompensated care to those who were not able to pay the full amount it cost us to deliver their care. And that's true for other health systems, other hospitals in North Carolina. Again, I stress the point, this is not a neat and tidy or even pretty picture, but it is American healthcare finance until we summon the political will as a nation to overhaul it.
And that leads me to my final question before I let you go. There is a health care issue before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I wondered, does the Affordable Care Act, how does it fit, and how does it change the quilt, and does it make things easier, or would it be better for hospitals and health care if the Supreme Court overturned it?
It would be better for hospitals and others in the health care system and for every citizen in America if we had a rational, fair way of providing care to everybody who lives in America. The Affordable Care Act that's before the Supreme Court is not a perfect solution. Some of the things it does are very good. Some of the things are fall short, especially it doesn't have a very effective way of controlling the major problem we face, which is the cost of health care in America. A lot is riding on what the Supreme Court does, and we think that we'll get their decision in late June. Whatever direction the Supreme Court heads, though, we're going to continue to have issues of how to provide care to people who fall between the cracks and how to do it in a way that makes us proud as citizens.
Well, Dr. Roper, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for what you're doing, and we appreciate you being with us. That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, Director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.